Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, followers of this channel. I welcome you to this new episode of Lenovsky Podcast. This actually sounds like an official intro that I could use, right? It would be kind of normal if I started it like with a feeling that actually this is going to be listened by somebody, so to have an intro would be kind of nice. Yeah, but if you know me, you know that things don't go as planned. And if I know me, that's the only plan that's going to actually come true. Okay, so tonight I want to talk about something that's been in my head for some time, and actually it's been in my head all day long, very intensely, extremely intensely, but okay. So I will offer it some attention and just see where it flows, okay? We'll see where it flows. So I want to talk about this situation in the world right now that some of you call a sort of a dis-ease. I like to emphasize and divide these two parts of the same word because they actually do represent what the word is. Ease. Yeah, I picked it up somewhere along the line through some spiritual teacher or somebody who said it's all that diseases are actually when your whole system loses the ease, the flow, the easiness or the lightness of being. If you like Milan Kundera, great Czech writer. Yeah, so I want to talk about this ease. And while talking about it, I actually want to talk about something even more, about the words that we use. And I'm a big fan of words. I really like words. I think that words are the way we see the world. I think the words are essentially all that we are is comprised of words that we use in a certain way. So if we just try to put a little attention into the words that we use, and of course the sentences and the beliefs that they create, that's a whole different level. It's quite useful. But even though I am really involved in spirituality and self-development field, my soul is a soul of a poet. So I don't like talking about those things in a teacher manner, in a manner of, let's say, ex cathedra. We have that, we, look what I said we in Latin. We in Latin have that phrase, ex cathedra, yeah. It's like I say and you just soak up the knowledge. I'm sitting behind the how do you call that place where a teacher sits? Teacher chair? Yeah, anyway, so I like to present things in a way that I find fun and I find enjoyable. I enjoy listening to myself later on talking about these things in a different manner, in a manner that actually reaches you and that touches your soul, not just your mind, okay? And that is my only purpose on this planet, to reach people's souls, hearts, not their minds. If I make it past your mind, if I silence your mind and reach into your soul and allow it to hear me, my work here is done. That's all I actually want. So words, right? Words. Words have always been an enormous part of my life because, like I said, I am a poet, and with that I'm a writer all my life. I've been writing my emotions and my thoughts and giving them shape on the paper that they never had in my head, and they never actually made any sense so much that they fucking make sense on the paper. That's what I just realized, why I love it so much, why I love writing. Because all that you are and all that you feel and experience throughout the day in your life, you just, it's a whole, it's a mess. It's a total chaos. It's like a flea market of thoughts and emotions and everything. And once you put them on paper, you organize them and they gain shape and they feel differently and they start to appear actually from the paper. You start to appear, right? That's who you are, and you see yourself on the paper, and after a while you read yourself from the paper and you realize, oh my God, this is actually me, right? I love that I'm actually smoking a cigar while I'm recording, because it creates this rhythm. It brings me back to myself. It brings me back to breathing. There we go. Now I realize why I enjoy smoking. And generally, but not just generally, but also on this podcast. Because it actually brings you back to the present moment. When you take a cigarette, when you take a smoke, what do you do? You inhale and you exhale, but with great attention and awareness. If you are smoking correctly, of course. If you're smoking consciously, not just mechanically, you know, frantically, like when you're talking with somebody, you're in a crowded coffee shop and everybody's yelling and you just smoke. Chain smoking is a good word for that. Yeah, you just don't know even you don't even know that you're smoking. You're just doing it because it's a habit. So it's your hand just goes mechanically to your mouth, and it's like. So that's what I realize now. This podcast is helping me realize some things that I never knew. It's like writing, right? You see, same thing. That's why I love both things in equally. There is some topic in my life of smoking, which is gonna be one whole episode on that. And I have that topic, and I have millions of thoughts and ideas and positions on that, but I never quite got it. Like I got part of it right now. I realized some part of it. I'm like, okay, oh, that's why I like it. That's why it grounds me. It anchors me. Yes, anchor. Nothing happens by accident. My friend, don't forget it. Nothing happens by accident. Everything is connected. Everything is on purpose. You do everything on purpose so that another thing can happen on purpose, and it's a domino effect. Anyway, where was I? I was talking about words, of course, and why I want to talk about words tonight. Okay, so we have this, as I said in the beginning, we have the situation of this disease that's been going around, and now it's around midnight in Serbia, and it's like 27th of June of 2020, because somebody's going to listen to this when I'm old and wrinkled. And at this point, it's like the second wave has just started appearing in Serbia, in my country. When I say that, it's not actually a second wave. It's still the first wave. It's still the same thing going on. But we made this stupid mistake with thinking that it's over. And our government just like fooled us, and because of the elections and everything, and they just made it up. It's okay, everything's okay. Everything can go back to normal, so we can have elections. But yeah, I don't want to get into that. I don't want to make this into politics. So that's the current state that we're in. So now everything is really starting to be challenging to be living normally and not to get caught this thing. It's a lot, now it's like even a lot of young people in my country, like influencers, famous people caught it, and now it's like, okay, now it's a big deal. So now everybody's like, something's going on there. But I have different position on that. So let's go back to words and this, how are the words connected to this ease? This ease. How? Well, in my mind, it's very connected because it really matters how you call this thing. I have a pretty big problem with pronouncing the actual medical term for it, which people gave it. I can actually quite certainly say that maybe I never even pronounced it even once. Maybe once, but I'm not quite sure. Maybe it was because I was talking with somebody about that and he mentioned it and I just mentioned it again. And so yeah, it happened. And I was like, fuck, I did not want that to happen. Why did it happen? I could have had a clean score. Like, also, I cannot say the let's say the word that everybody uses, not a medical term. So you see, I can't even say it. I don't want that energy on my podcast at all. Just this is all gonna pass one day, but this is gonna last. You're gonna be listening to this, like I said, when I'm old and wrinkled. And I don't want you knowing that word. I don't want even people to remember it. Although I think everybody's gonna remember it, but I'm not. So maybe you're asking yourself, so you don't use words that people use. What words do you use to name it? How do you call it? So in Serbian, so this is actually the reason why I started this recording. Because in Serbian, I had, while recording the podcast in Serbian, it's both languages, as you noticed. When I started recording and touched the topic of this, I realized I have a problem. Like, I cannot say it also in Serbian, not just in English. I cannot say it. So it was a topic of isolation and what we were going through. Also, I don't want to mention the other name for isolation because I pretty much like the word isolation and I've used it previously before all this happened because I was in isolation for a long time. Yeah. And while I was recording about the isolation, I was like, okay, what other words come to my mind? I just let it flow and just let the feeling bring the word. Like, okay, here's a word, like a gift. Like, I have something for you. Take it. So, word pause. It sounds almost the same in Serbian. Pause. Pauza sounds in Serbian. So, the word pause came to me. It's like, in Serbian, it sounds excellent. In Serbian, it matches. It just fits. It fits. But tonight while I was thinking about this in English, my head just switched in English. So this English guy came in. English guy. He just, like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I don't know which one is which. But that one just appeared and it's like, okay, so for a while now, I've been thinking about the word in English for this thing that's going on and one word always stood out. One word stood out amongst the others, and it had a really strong presence. And I never paid much thought to it. I just like, okay, that sounds nice. It has a good rhythm and a feeling and poetry. And so I never gave it a lot of thought. So I was like, okay. So I knew time was going to come and I'm going to realize why that word. And tonight the time has come, right? So a synonym for pause in English language is break. Break. Okay, there you go. That's the word. But it doesn't end there. That's just the beginning. Okay, so bear with me. So why break? Okay, I was lying to you. Now I have to sit in front of you. Anyway, and I need water because my throat, I haven't talked all day. Just realized that. I mean, I did talk a little bit, but that it doesn't count. So, break. Why break? It's spelled like B-R-E-A-K. So it's not break as in and car breaks, you know. So tonight I went on Google Translate. I just wanted to see how does it translate and what sort of other meanings it has, because I had another meaning in mind, but I was like, okay, let's see. So, and it opened a whole fucking new realm. Like, break is when something breaks, right? Doesn't just mean a break, like a school break, a big break, you know, when it's break time in school. It also means to break something. It's like you can break your neck, you can break your leg, you can break, you know, you can break different things. So I was like, oh, okay, this is a nice level. That's not bad. It's not a coincidence. This is not a coincidence also. So, but let's go on. So I started thinking about this other meaning that it had for me since the first time it appeared in my head, my heart, probably not my head. This other meaning is much, it's much more, it's the most important thing. That's why I actually wanted to talk about tonight. And I remembered when you say a break, you can use it also in a sentence. Like an actor had a big break at Hollywood, right? So it's like a totally different meaning. It's not just break as in to break something or just like to stop at something. And it has a positive, very positive connotation. It's a chance. It's an opportunity, right? And it's not just wordplay. It's not just that I have noticed it and I was like, oh, this is fun. No. The very thing that I want to talk about is that this is actually what it represents, this whole situation. It is a big break for us. And when I say big break, it is a big pause. It's a big standstill, but it's also a big chance. So everything has double meanings, everything is layered, everything is like dualistic, and everything is gray area. Not everything is just black and white. Everything is black and white, but if everything is black and white, when you mix it, it's gray, right? It's not always one or the other. It's both at the same time. It's like yin and yang. Right? It's male and female. We're both comprised of two different aspects. So everything is comprised of two different aspects. So this whole situation is also, if you translate this idea to that, it's also has a good and a bad side, like everything. That's not a big philosophical idea. I said, like, everybody knows that, right? But nobody noticed this layer At least I, not that I've noticed. Does anybody notice? It's like a lot of noticing. Yeah, anyway, so this, but this also has a, even a bigger level. It's like, it's not just a break, a pause. The actual word for it in English is outbreak. there's also a film actually like called Outbreak. It's like this big disease is also is the main character, right? And so now you try and add all these things together, and it's no coincidence that this situation is called Outbreak, and they put us, and it came to me that it's also a break. You have to stop. Everything has to stop. When everything stops, it's a break. And everything did stop, like the world stopped, told like all the jobs and everything, it just stopped. Planet stopped, right? So when I realized, oh, this is an outbreak also, let's go into that topic now. It's an outbreak. What does outbreak also represent, mean in English? And I read it means like something, it's an outbreak of rash, it's an outbreak of like measles on your body. It's not just outside. It's also has meaning connected to you. It's like something wants to come out. Something is trying to crawl its way out through your skin, and it you have an outbreak of rash of whatever, right? So okay. So I'm thinking like, okay, this is also not a coincidence. Well, how is this connected? And then I realized, okay, this is like a whole new chapter. This thing has been cooking up inside of me for a while. So there's a lot of things to say. Okay, everything is, I don't want to get too off topic, but just like trying to connect the dots. So if this thing is an outbreak, and it's outbreak that's trying to, something is trying, the other level is something is trying to break through our bodies, through our skin, right? That's a different level of meaning, but what does it actually mean? It's something is trying to get out of us that has never been outside of us. We are trying to give birth to something totally new on an individual level, but also on a global level. But everything starts with an individual, right? So we have an outbreak of ourselves. We have an outbreak of a new person inside of us that wants to break out of our bodies. It's like a butterfly out of a cocoon. It's like this break brought us into a period of cocoon, into it brought us back to ourselves. We locked ourselves into our homes, and we have to be a hermit for a while, right? And we have to stay away from outside influences, right? Flu. Okay. And now, in that period of like hibernation, we are changing, and we're turning into this whole new being, a whole new person. And that person is like a butterfly and has its own wings and it wants to fly. And we're not there yet. We're not there yet at all. We are in the phase of the cocoon still. But it's scary in there, and it's dark, and it's has a lot of demons that we're trying to avoid to face, and it has it's a process of transformation of all these things that were inside of us that are so fucked up, and now they're turning into something new, and we're releasing them, and we're starting to be somebody totally new. And it's an ongoing process. Everybody, at least in my country, was like, oh God, thank God it's over, like, because it's terrible inside. It's like, I don't want to face these dark halls in my soul. It's like fucking scary and lonely inside, and it's like it's dark, and I'm afraid to be alone, and it's like I feel like a little child all over again, and like I need somebody to take care of me. I'm like, oh really? Oh, you do now? Okay, so now you're facing the reality of yourself, the actual reality that you have been all your life, but you've been avoiding. Why? Because things were going on outside, and you were going on outside, and now nothing is going on outside, and everything is going on inside, and you're trying to avoid it at all costs. And I got news for you. It ain't happening. No way, man. You have to face that, and you have to get out of that phase in your own rhythm. And when your wings start feeling healthy, but not before that, because you're going to fuck things up. And that's what I'm thinking about what that's what actually happened now in the world, at least in my country. I'll emphasize it again. Like, people went outside when they were not ready. Like, imagine, like, all of us were, like, vulnerable and fragile. My English is catching up to my brain. Fragile because of all the time spent in the isolation. And we now think, like, okay, we were thinking, okay, we can't wait to get this thing finished. We're going to want to go outside. We want to party, and we want to fuck. We want to drink, and we want to suck dick, whatever. I'm not into that. I like being the object of the action, but let's not get into that. So anyway, but that's not what's happened. We didn't realize that what happened actually was we went into ourselves, and we opened ourselves. We opened our wounds. We opened up ourselves to the light. To the light. We opened our darkness to the light, and we never realized that. And now the process is coming to a new level. To the new level, and in that new level, it requires more attention and more seeking and soul searching. And so, but we did not notice that, and we're like, okay, let's go outside. And now everybody caught the disease. Like, everybody's like, oh, I'm sick, I gotta go. Like, people, this is serious, like, it's a big deal. Like, take it seriously. Really? Take it seriously? Okay. So, and now, like, people are starting to get this thing seriously, because it is. And it's not what it appears. It's technically, it is a medical condition, okay. But metaphorically and spiritually and essentially, it's a transformation into something new. It's a big chance for us to evolve into something completely new, different, and beautiful. And we're getting there. Just like, stick around, you'll see. We're gonna get there. Yeah. Anyway. So, I want to get back to words. So, if this is an outbreak of something, what is, like I said, why is it an outbreak? What does one? Okay, I need a break. In what way does this thing that we are becoming want to appear, wants to express itself? One way that I've noticed is very big in the world right now, and it's been happening, and everybody knows about it. It happened in America, and everybody knows about it. It's this. People are raising their voices, finally. Like, there's something wrong in America about this thing that's happened around racism, of course. And it's been, and to raise a lot of voices. And what I've noticed is, like, everybody's speaking now. everybody has something to say. And what caused all that to happen? What caused this whole havoc and this whole chaos? A guy who could not breathe and who eventually suffocated and died from the lack of breath. Breathing? Air? Why are these new things now important? Why am I mentioning them? Do you see the connection? Everybody, because somebody's voice was silenced and somebody's breath was taken and broken, it has brought a lot of people in front of cameras, in front of microphones, as myself, in front of an audience. They stop being consumers of the content from social networks, whatever. They started being the actual participants in the conversation. And everybody has something to say about, not just racism, about inequality, injustice, and everything, like small people, big people, celebrities, like presidents, whatever. Like everybody's actually trying to find their voice. And that's what I'm doing. I can say that for myself, that's what I'm doing in this podcast. I'm trying to find my voice. And voice is a very important thing in this situation that we're in right now. Voice, it's not just a literal thing. Voice also represents yourself. And when somebody says, this writer has a strong voice, you know, it's a voice. He has a voice. So it's, you have a voice also, and you've never used it before. And it's not a coincidence that this whole situation brought us back to our voices. And we all want to be heard, finally. And we are finally not afraid to express ourselves through our voice. And we're not afraid to express our feelings of what we think about the things that are wrong. And because everybody so far has been silent. And like everybody knows that everything is wrong, and of course a lot of people were raising their voices, but let's talk about a lot of them, like majority weren't, and the majority was like, you know, this thing's never gonna change, everything's fucked up, and like I'm basically, what they're saying is, I'm too afraid to say anything because I don't want to be labeled, or I don't want just like, and on the deep level is, I have never been heard. As a child, as a baby, like me, myself, I can talk about myself. I know that I've never been heard in my family and in my environment when I was in school. And I had a different voice that was like people pleaser voice. I was a clown, a comedian. I could make people laugh whenever you want. But that was not the voice that, voice of me, that was not voice of my soul, you know. I never expressed myself fully because I never even knew who I was. So now in the world, what's been going on is people are finding their voices, and the way that this new transformation is happening from a caterpillar to a butterfly is through our voices. Okay, so we have a big break now to actually be heard. And we have a big break to hear ourselves first and foremost. We have to hear ourselves and what do we feel and how we feel, and just like without any analysis and interpretation, just like sit with your emotions, be with yourself, and that's it. And after that, when you finish that phase, you can actually, out of that phase, you will constantly be connected to yourself and your emotions, and you will be able to express them. You will be able to find your voice, because your voice has always been inside of you, but you never actually heard it because you never heard yourself. Right? You never hurt yourself because you were part of a herd. You were never hurt because you were hurt. English language is so beautiful. So beautiful. Like this thing with the... this thing with break, the word break. I just couldn't do it in Serbian. I need a break. Yeah, okay. So, let's continue with the word break. Oh, break and voice. And now we find ourselves into a realm of the new word, which is also very connected to everything that's been going on. Air. Like I said, this guy died for the lack of air. What do you feel when I say word air? I instantly think about MacBook Air because I'm planning on buying it in a couple of days. And it's a whole different topic. And it's also not a coincidence. But when I say air, it's lightness, right? It's ease that we mentioned, that I mentioned in the beginning. It's like it's a feather on a breeze, right? It's something soft and something light. That's what it's supposed to be, right? And so air is supposed to flow freely. Like when I say air, it's, I imagine birds and I imagine sky and clouds, and it's this flow, it's ease, it's, you know. But as I said, this air, our own air, hasn't been flowing freely through ourselves. And let's not get into the level of how our emotions stop us from breathing normally, deeply, and correctly. I mean, that's, you can explore that. There's this great guy that this friend of mine discovered called Alexander Lowen. He's an Lowen. He's an excellent guy. He deals with that. So, but let's say this air that we're talking about is here to, is here. The air is in the lungs, right? The lungs are connected to the heart. And let's imagine that air, like in our lungs, and it has our emotions, and the heart brings emotions to the air, and it wants to go out with that air. And it's just, the air is just a transportational device, like, let's say it. And it goes to our throats and it creates a sound. Those emotions create a sound, and that sound goes outside and people understand what do you feel through our voices. Right? So that device of our lungs and heart and throat and everything has been broken. Like, oh God, it's been fucked up. Yeah, but now we're in the process of fixing it. So today, why am I talking about this? Okay, we need another cigarette. I mean, I should get a sponsor, right? Like Marlboro, somebody. I need to find my letter. Where's my letter? Light is air, right? There it is. Okay. As I was saying, I need to pay attention to this. I'm gonna make a break here so that we can continue and it doesn't go over an hour, right? Yeah, okay, here we go again. I don't know if anybody in the whole wide world, in movies and TV shows and whatnot, has ever managed to light a cigarette with a lighter from, like, in, how do you say this in English? like from the first try, like and it, you always hear it like twice, right? Never lights up the first time. Anyway, air. So, from the beginning of from the actual start of this break. In March, now it's June, you get the picture. I have never, ever worn a mask. Ever. Like, let that sink in. I didn't go outside a lot, very just like to the grocery shop and whatever, but just like, nevertheless, like, I didn't wear it. But, I had this phrase that, like, I used to say sometimes that I came up with a couple of years back. Somebody asked me, I think, do I wear a mask on my cell phone? And I just said, I don't like masks on the phones and on people. And it was a funny catchphrase, whatever. But like a couple of years later, and now we're all wearing masks, not just our phones. I'm like, okay. And so now since this new wave has happened in my country, I actually felt for the first time, I felt the need to wear a mask, to buy a mask and to wear a mask. And one of the reasons is they made it official in our country that only in public transportation you have to wear a mask. Even though nobody's checking and nobody's actually wearing it. But I'm like, okay, not just because of that, I have a feeling that I should wear a mask. And the reason why I didn't wear a mask before is like I'm always guided by my intuition. Never by an outside source. Like, if I feel that I'm a danger to myself or to others, I'm going to wear a mask. Now, if I feel that I can catch this thing and transfer it to my mom or somebody, of course I'm going to wear a mask. But if I don't feel afraid, I didn't feel fear at all. I was like, for myself, for maybe for others a little bit, yeah, for my mom, she's older, but I was like, I'm not gonna wear that because I just don't feel that something bad is gonna happen to anybody, right? But now I'm like, okay, it's stupid, but I'm going to wear it. Maybe it's stupid, but I'm going to wear it anyway. And this didn't happen, of course, not by accident, because I realized a whole new realm opened to me, like, when I started wearing it in the public transportation only, like, not outside, for God forbid, no. Oh, ain't going to happen. So stupid. I mean, you're wearing a mask outside on in an open field where, like, nothing had happened. I see people wearing masks. Like, use your brain, please. Just, like, every once in a while. Yeah. And so, I gained a lot of insights and clarity about the situation while I was wearing a mask in the bus. First of all, on the second day of wearing a mask, I felt very uncomfortable and difficult to breathe. So that got me thinking, like, okay, so we can't breathe now. properly if we're outside. And it just struck me in a bus. I was in a bus and like breathing heavily through that. The air in the bus was very hot and it's starting to be summer in my country, like 3 degrees Celsius. And the bus is 40 and some of the buses don't have air conditioning and it's like very hard to breathe and it's very hot and, you know. And I was like, this thing struck me. Like, we can't breathe properly now. Right? And that's the way planet felt all this time. Planet created it, this thing. That's obvious. And it, this thing that planet created is now preventing us from breathing. It's making it hard for us to breathe when we're outside on the planet, walking its grass, walking its asphalt, driving the bus all over it, you know. It's hard to breathe if you want to do things. If you want to go from point A to point B, if you want to do something that you've been doing all along, but let's say it's wrong and you now have to totally change and do something different. Now you can't do it. You can't do it because there's disease outside. And if you want to risk, you have to wear a mask and it's hard for you to breathe. Then I'm like, fuck yeah, this is poetic justice. Like, planet finally got what it deserved. And we got what we deserved. Because we are the ones who actually gave her a very hard time to breathe. We made it difficult for our planet Earth to breathe. And so now it's payback time. It's payback time and we're screwed. We're screwed if we're stupid. We're fucked if we're stupid and we resist this. This is a great big resistance on our sides. Like, oh, I don't want it. This is fuck. I need to earn money. I mean, I need to live off of something. Like, I need to go outside. I need to do this. I'm like, okay. Right? Yeah, it's hard. I mean, that is the actual situation. I mean, it's reality. I tend not to live in reality, so I don't use that word a lot. I create my own reality, which is a whole different topic. But now, planet is actually winning, and we are we're losing. Like, this is like some big, heavy karma that we're paying. Our debt is heavy. Heavy, heavy, heavy. And now, everything that we've done wrong to the planet, it's coming back to us, straight into our faces. You know? And it's like, I remembered film Avatar, like one of the greatest films ever. It's not such a great film as an art piece of art, but it's, it has this great moment, this wonderful scene where everything seems to be falling apart by the end of the movie and like the humans are taking over with their machines and their guns and their like bulldozers and tanks, whatever. And you think that's it, that they're going to take over this beautiful planet. And all of a sudden, planet kicks back. It fucking fights back. And I always like cry out of exhilaration, out of happiness, of joy when I see that scene. It's like, fuck yes, finally, just destroy these motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck at all. Trust me. Like, and it fights back and it's like winning and it's finally winning, you know. And that's actually what's going on right now. The planet is winning and we're hopeless. I mean, we can't fight the nature. We can't fight it. It's much too strong. It's much more intelligent than we are, because nobody, like all the experts, all the doctors and scientists and like 2,000 or how many thousands of years of science and medicine, nobody can crack this thing that's been going on around us. Nobody understands it. Like, it's like, what? We tried this, doesn't work. We tried this medicine, we tried the vaccine. We're clueless. We have no fucking idea. It's like, I don't know what's going to happen. We tried everything. We're trying. But maybe we're going to have a vaccine in like 2 years. And by then, everybody's going to be dead. But it's okay. We're going to keep trying because we're scientists. That's what we do. We try. And the planet is like laughing its ass off. Like, look at these little flies and fleas on my back. Like, okay, have your fun. Now it's my time. Like, finally, this is my 5 minutes of fame. This is my moment of glory, right? And, I mean, I never thought, and nobody maybe ever thought, that this was going to happen. This glorious moment is going to come, that she's going to actually stand her ground. Planet Earth is standing its ground now. It's saying, okay, you had your way, you had your chance. You did everything that you actually wanted to do. You were hostile, you were aggressive, you destroyed all of my planes, you destroyed everything, you destroyed my like beautiful waterfalls, waters, oceans, seas, and everything. You just destroyed it. You acted so irresponsibly. So I was like, oh, I was patient. I was like, okay, I see where you're going, okay. But I'm patient, and I know my time is gonna come. So her time has finally come, and that's actually, you know what? That's actually great news for all of us. It's great news. It's wonderful news. You know why? Because it's also helping us. Like I said, we are also a part of her process of rebirth. We are also being reborn anew. We're becoming new persons. We're becoming new people and new souls, right? And look how beautiful she is. She's actually helping us. She's actually helping us motherfuckers that have been destroying her for like millions of years. She's helping us heal ourselves and heal herself, right? Beautiful Gaia. So wise and so delicate, because the way she just is doing this is so beautiful. And how is she helping us? I mean, just like, put two and two together, it's so simple. Like, she created this disease that is making the whole world stop. And it has to stop. And it stopped. And when the world stops, it can't make any money. And when it can't make any money, what does humanity do when it can't make money? Think about it. It's very simple. You have to find another way. So you can't make money. Forget about money. We have to find another way, so we don't need money, right? So far, we needed money to survive, but now we cannot make money. Everything's collapsing, economy, like stock market crashing, like down the drain. Like, big erection is falling down. Like the big dick that we were waving into planet's face so far. It's like, I cannot hold this anymore. I cannot. I'm not firm. I'm weak and I have to go back to my room. I don't know what to do. Okay, so she's actually helping us find a new way for us. And we are resisting because we're stupid. We're so stupid. We're like, this is the only way. It's much too complicated to find another way. It's like people are like, okay, no, we have to go fight for our jobs. We have to fight. We have to find a way to earn money, whatever. And she's like, ain't gonna work, man. It's like, give it up. Like, just stop trying. It's not gonna work. You wanna try? You wanna go outside? You're gonna die. You're gonna get sick. You're gonna die. Okay. So maybe I'm crazy, but just like try and maybe find another way. Like, okay, you need to unite and just like try to find a way how to work through this thing, because it ain't working this way anymore. I mean, you see, it's not. So it's quite easy and simple. Like I said, let's add 2 and 2 together. It's that process that I talked about before, about us becoming a butterfly, is exactly the process of us learning that we deserve to be that butterfly and that we can be that butterfly. Without money, and having to work and having to prove that we deserve that. That we have to deserve that. We always have to do something to deserve to be happy. And that's the essential belief that was imprinted in us when we were children by our parents. God bless them. They did not know what they were doing. But they did it anyway. Every time you cried as a baby and asked for attention, for love, you always were slapped in the face, metaphorically or maybe literally. Like, no, you have to be this way. You have to not cry. You have to be a good boy, so I will love you. Simple. Everybody experienced that in one way or another. Everybody. 9 billion people experienced that. A million different forms. Like, I have to get good grades, so I will be a good boy. I have to get a good job, so I will be good. I have to find a good wife. I have to do this and do that, so I will feel... I will fulfill the expectations of my parents. I replace the word parents with the word world, people, right? And so now this enormously strong pattern, enormously strong and difficult shadow that we have lived with our whole lives is starting to dissolve. And first, part of the process is us facing that. Us realizing that, oh shit, all my life I've been proving something to others, to myself. To myself, which means to others. Because when you really love yourself, you know you don't have to prove anything to yourself. You are worthy. Unconditionally loved by yourself, you are unconditionally loved by the world. And everything flows to you. But when you're not, when you're putting conditions on yourself, like, I have to do this, I have to be like this, I have to do work, I have to, you know, perform in order to be loved by the world, I'm never happy. Nothing ever happens. For me, that's nice, right? And so now we're faced with this process of us realizing that we can be free, that we can be loved, that we can be unconditionally loved by everybody and by ourselves. and by the planet. And so this is her way of unconditionally loving ourselves and herself, for that matter. You know, everything starts from yourself first. So she's like, I really love myself. I do not want to stand this shit anymore. I have to fight back and I have to clear, I mean, I have to sort these things out. So now, so that is starting this process, the same process within us. So we're faced with ourselves and with our demons, and we have to pull through, and we have to break through this darkness. It's the only way, or otherwise the darkness is going to consume us and we're going to die. There is no third option. I mean, planet's going to live. It's obviously stronger. So it's either that or we don't live. It's either we live in harmony with it or we die in disharmony with it and with ourselves. Right? Quite simple. Yes, so this was nice, right? I really enjoyed this. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it also. And all I can say as a conclusion is, like, you are a butterfly, so fly like one. Break the mold, break the cocoon. Cocoon is, it's time for you to finish that stage. The curtains are up. The whole world is looking at you. You're at the stage and the lights are on you. And you're out of the cocoon, you're out of your darkness, and you are stepping into the light. And everybody wants to hear what you have to say, and everybody wants to know who you are. So, just give them a good show, okay? I'm trying to do the same thing. Have a good life.